What's up, guys? Welcome to the Isaac Galston Show, where I talk sports, and today, well, let's get right into it. How you doing, guys? Hope you're having a beautiful day, and let's get right into it. And if you are not subscribed, please subscribe. And tell a friend if you appreciate it. But if you don't appreciate it, don't act like it never happened. It's like, that never ever happened. Like, I don't know what I just did, but let's get right into it. The Cowboys are bad. Like, really bad. The Cowboys are so bad. The NFC East is so bad. I can't even explain it. But it doesn't matter. They're still first place in the division. But it does matter that Ezekiel Elliott fumbles the ball. But I'm like, at the end of the day, they're still leading the division. So what does it have to do? I don't know. Not very much. Cowboys lost to the Cardinals, but still leading the division. See how that continues out. Especially the fight versus the Eagles. Next up, we got the Dodgers. Are they going to roll past the Ravens? My prediction is it's going to be in five, Dodgers in five. I think the Rays will pick up one along the way. It's five or six, but I'm going with five. The Rays will pick up one at least. And Big Ten football's back. Justin Fields and the Ohio State Buckeyes are they going to be the top dogs in the college football area? I don't know, but I think they'll be top three by college football playoff comes around, or even by next week they could be top three. They're a very experienced and very well coached team by Ryan Day, very great coach. Let's go with our NFL recap. NFL recap. The Texans lose in overtime to the Tennessee Titans. They go for a 2-point conversion to get the 9-point lead and miss it, so it's a 7-point game. So basically, the Titans just won in overtime. Texans missed a 2-point conversion, and they just kept on moving. Titans play the Steelers this upcoming week. The Colts beat the Bengals. The Colts were behind, and the Bengals let them catch up and lost. That's bad for Joe Burrow, but he's still developing. Colts win 31-27. Next up, we got the Broncos versus the Patriots. The Patriots lost, sadly. I thought there was going to be an easy game for the Patriots, but Cam Newton wasn't here, so I'm going to base that off of that. But he wasn't there for most of the week, so next week they'll be for sure a lot better. We also have the Falcons versus the Vikings. The Vikings lost to the Falcons. I thought the Vikings were the better team. Or the Falcons are just better without Dan Quinn. I don't know. But, yeah. Next up, we got the Washington football team going for the win in a 2-point conversion and end up losing to the New York Giants 20-19. It was a heartbreaker, but I think they should have gone another team. They would have had a better chance, but that's a hindsight. But you never know now. Next up, we got the Ravens versus the Eagles. The Eagles lost, but the Ravens had control of the game for the most part. So it seemed like the Ravens were going to win the game, even though it was pretty close. Next up, we got the Steelers versus the Brownies. Steelers just dominated. Minkah Fitzpatrick got a pick six and just played defense and just did well. Steelers won. Steel City, 38. Brown is 7. Next up, we got the Bears versus the Panthers. The Panthers are a pretty good team, even without Christian McCaffrey. But Christian McCaffrey will put them on the next level when he comes back. But they're not on that level yet. And the Bears won 23-16. Bears won. Next up, we got the Lions versus the Jaguars. The Lions won it, and they didn't choke it, so I'm surprised by that. But, yeah. Lions win 34-16. Next up, we got the Dolphins. Tua is their starter now. Breaking news. Tua is their starter. Now, Tua, Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins just did business and the Jets put a big goose egg on the thing, on the scoreboard, so yeah. Next up, we got the Buccaneers versus the Packers. The Packers lost, and they had it rolling early on, and then there was a pick six that Aaron Rodgers threw, and that just led the Buccaneers to the dub, and that translated to offense for the Buccaneers. Next up, we got the 49ers versus the Rams. I thought the Rams would win, but the 49ers pulled out. They chewed the clock, just did everything they could, and just played good football. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got the Chiefs versus the Bills. The Bills aren't playing their best football. It wasn't Josh Allen in the first 4 weeks, but it's still a quality Josh Allen. The defense needs to get better, but the Bills are still okay. But they can still improve. They're not amazing. Next up, we have the Cardinals and the Cowboys. The Cardinals are pretty good. The Cowboys are very bad, very average. So I say below average, but they're still leading the division, even with a 2-4 record. How about them Cowboys? Hope you see you later in the next clip. NFL picks. We first up, I didn't get this one in early enough. I had the Eagles beating the Giants. You could say whatever, but the Eagles ended up winning. Daniel Jones had an 80-yard run and missed it and fell for no reason. Must have been the wind, or it must have been the turf. Must have been the turf in the Giants stadium, I think. Next up, we got Falcons versus Lions. I got the Falcons winning. I think they're going to get on a hot streak. Julio Jones is going to be getting hot. So I would expect them to beat the Lions this week. Next up, we got the Browns versus the Bengals. I think the Browns will bounce back against the Bengals. The Bengals are playing pretty well, but I think the Browns are the better team, and they'll prove it. People will think they're not as good anymore because they just lost to the Steelers, which are an amazing team, phenomenal team, that are very good. Which leads me to say, the Steelers are going to beat the Titans. Let me tell you why. Their defense is better than the Titans' defense. Their offense is better than is equal to the Tennessee offense, I'd say. They need to beat the Tennessee Titans on the defense and special teams in order for the Steelers to beat the Titans. But I got the Titans. I have the Steelers winning. The Steelers are just so, I feel like, on a whole nother level. Next up, we got the Saints versus the Panthers. I got the Saints winning. They're the overall better team, but they don't have Michael Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders. So it's going to be very close, and it's going to come down to the wire, like the Chargers versus Saints game, with the Chargers lost to the Saints in overtime. Next up, we got the Bills and the Jets. The Bills are very good. Like, this is the team, like, if I could bet any money on, I'd bet the Bills and the Jets, no doubt about it. But I won't, because I'm underage. Stay, don't bet, kids. It's addictive. Bills are gonna win. Josh Allen's gonna be decent, but even if he plays his worst game of the season, they'll still win. I have all the faith in the world in Josh Allen to get the job done against the Jets. Their defense will just be decent, and that's all it needs to be to beat the Jets, so Jets are going to win. Next up, I got the Cowboys beating the Washington football team. The Washington football team is just not that good. I admit it. The Cowboys are better. But doesn't mean that they're going to win. I have the Cowboys winning. If this was next year, I'd have the Washington football team winning because they'd have their identity and they'd be more of a complete team against the Cowboys. Next up, we got the Packers and the Texans. Texans are getting the ball running, but I think the Packers, last year they went on a big tear after they lost after their bye week, and I think that'll happen again. They'll go on a hot streak for a while, and it starts here against the Texans. Green Bay Packers win against the Texans. Next up, we've got the Seattle Seahawks and the Cardinals. The Seahawks are the better team. The Cardinals are a very good team still. I'm not saying they're a bad team at all. The Seahawks are just going to be a little bit better on offense, I think. And who cares about defense? Defense doesn't win championships no more. You got to win on offense and have timely defense to win championships. Unless you're the Steelers and you're just overpowered. But that's just a part of their culture, steel curtain, stuff like that. Next up, we got the Chiefs versus the Broncos. I expect the Chiefs to win by a lot on the Broncos. The Chiefs are very good, and the Broncos are coming off a win against the Patriots. But I don't think that it's going to affect – I don't think the Broncos are better than the Patriots. I think Cam Newton wasn't just prepared for that game. So, yeah. Next up, we got the Patriots and the 49ers. The Patriots are going to win because Bill Belichick is not going to do this twice over. Cam's going to be more ready than ever, and he's going to be able to hurt the Patriots badly against the 49ers. I still think the 49ers have a shot. It could be a toss-up either way. I'm picking Patriots. I think that Bill Belichick will carry the team with his brains to a victory. Next up, we got the Chargers and the Jaguars. The Chargers have not won a game under Justin Herbert, but I think that the Jaguars are not very good, and I think the Chargers are a better team. And I think Anthony Lynn really needs to get this win. I don't think his job's at stake, but I think it's a confidence booster. So that way, next year, they're like, we can win. And they'll start getting the ball rolling. And I think by the end of the year, they'll win 5, maybe 6 wins by the end of the year. Next up, we got Buccaneers and Antonio Brown, Tom Brady, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski, Vita Vea, who else? Ndamukong Suh, Lavonte David, Devin White, and Tom Brady again, and Antonio Brown. Yeah, so the Buccaneers signed Antonio Brown, and they're going to play their former team against the Raiders, his former team. Antonio Brown will not be able to play this week. He'll not be able to play until week 9. So his first game action will be in week 9. And the Raiders offensive line, whole offensive line, is on the COVID reserve list. So I don't know how that's going to work out. So I think the Buccaneers are just going to win. Next up, we got the Bears and the Rams. The Rams are lost to the 49ers. They'll bounce back. They'll play a very good game. But the Bears defense will take over them and bear down. Keep on bearing down. As usual, and yeah, so I got the Bears beating the Rams, and that's it. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay healthy, stay safe, do your thing, be the best you, have the best weekend ever, and just have the best time ever. God bless. See y'all later. Peace.